18th of November 2020, Revelation 4, 1 to 11. Then in my vision I saw a door open in heaven and heard the same voice speaking to me. The voice like a trumpet saying, "Come up here, I will show you what is to take place in the future." With that I fell into ecstasy and I saw a throne standing in heaven and the one who was sitting on the throne. And the one sitting there looked like a diamond and a ruby. There was a rainbow encircling the throne, and this looked like an emerald. Round the throne in a circle were 24 thrones, and on them 24 elders sitting, dressed in white robes with golden crowns on their heads. Flashes of lightning were coming from the throne, and the sound of peals of thunder, and in front of the throne there were seven flaming lamps burning, the seven spirits of God. In front of the throne there was a sea as transparent as crystal. In the middle of the throne and around it were four living creatures, all studded with eyes in front and behind. The first living creature was like a lion, the second like a bull, the third living creature had a human face, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. Each of the four creatures had six wings and was studded with eyes all the ways round as well as inside. And day and night they never stopped singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and is to come." Every time the living creatures glorified and honored and gave thanks to the one sitting on the throne, who lives forever and ever. The 24 elders prostrated themselves before him to worship the one who lives forever and ever, and threw down their crowns in front of the throne, saying, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you made the whole universe by your will. When it did not exist, it was created." The worship of God by the holy angels and the elders who worship the majesty of God. How important it is that we do not lose this dimension. Especially when we are children of God and are called into the most intimate relationship with God our Father, reverent love with all the appropriate gestures must not be neglected. It is not as if God needed this kind of gestures. They are gestures that are in accordance with the truth, that lead God's creatures into the right attitude towards him, so that all his creatures may give him glory and be seized by his glory. It is man who needs these gestures of worship. If he loses them, he deprives himself of that beauty which lies in the act of worship, that beauty which we see in today's text in the adoration of the angels and elders. When I was able to be in Jerusalem more often in recent years, I had the grace to pray every day before the cross, in that place where the exalted King gave his life for us human beings to fulfill the will of our Father. Many people came daily, and you could see the different attitudes. Some people are hardly aware of the importance of this place, but then you see others with great emotions and reverence. Among Orthodox Christians, it is customary to throw oneself on the ground before God and show deep reverence. They are not in the least disturbed by the presence of other people, which is particularly noticeable among Ethiopians. Other believers kneel gripped before the cross and remain long before the Lord. Even if they do not see the throne of God with the angels and elders, they express all their reverence for God in faith. What dignity emanates from such believers? How inviting are these gestures to give glory to God, each in his own way? Even silence before the Lord belongs to the dimension of worship to God. One gives God the space to fill the place with his wonderful presence. How inspiring is a liturgy celebrated with dignity? How banal it appears when its holy splendor is not properly received through restlessness and chatter, when the reverence and holy silence in the liturgy are lost, or when the expression of reverence is impaired by banal worldly acts. Right reverence, which has nothing to do with fear, false respect, or false submission, shapes man not only in relation to God, but also in relation to other people and to the whole of creation. It has a fundamental timidity in words and deeds and gestures to slide into triviality. She teaches people to see in conspectu Dei, that means from the point of God, and takes care not to devalue them. There is a growing awareness that every human being was created in the image of God and is called to bear witness to the love of the Father in this world as a child of God. Even if a person misses his goal in life and suffers in disfigurement of his nature through sin, he is still called by God to live in the dignity that the Heavenly Father has given him. The path of conversion is open, and so the lost man can return and find his God-given dignity. How far we are often from this attitude, and we must learn it from the Lord. It is hard to bear that often a justified criticism is interspersed with hurtful remarks, which do not respect the dignity of the other person. Even in a justified anger, one must learn to contain oneself and to distinguish between the matter and the person. In all the aftermath of the American election campaign, for example, and after the election of the 3rd November this year, one's own standpoints are often laced with such hurtful remarks that objectivity often fades into the background. Certainly, man should be free to express his views freely, both in society and also within the church. This is a high good, which must not be compromised and which serves the truth. But does this also mean being able to insult and to hurt other people, to insult them publicly, and so on? Is this not an abuse of freedom of speech and a lasting violation of the dignity of human coexistence? The right reverence for God will help us to ensure that such an attitude of reverence also grows in our relationship with people. We must watch over our hearts and rule our tongues. From Mary, the Mother of God, we can learn the right love and reverence for God and man. Our divine friend, the Holy Spirit, is certainly ready to take us to his school to grow in the holy reverence that ennobles life.
The entrance verse we will listen to today puts melody to the following verses of the book of Revelation. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever.
Dignus est Agnus qui octis sum.